I want us to think a moment about being God's children, which is what Marcia read to us. Think how much the Father loves us, John wrote. He loves us so much that he lets us be called his children, as we truly are. And today, as we welcome Henry into God's family, we're reminded that we are all God's children. So that's something to be amazed about. As one song puts it, God who made the universe, the earth, the sun, the moon and stars, has a place in his heart for me. That's amazing. And I'll teach the rest of the congregation that song another time. Being amazed is something that children are really good at. Just try going for a walk with a toddler and stopping to be amazed at every leaf or worm along the path and see how long it takes. You learn something about being amazed. Adults can grow over familiar with these things and not see them. But even the adult disciples were amazed when Jesus appeared alive before them and invited them to touch him and eat their food with them. This was no ghost, no hallucination. This was a very real Jesus with them. So the challenge for us today is to keep being amazed, not to get so familiar with the story that we take it for granted and fail to share their amazement. We also need to think about trust, because today, Nicole and Dan and Andy and Lottie and Jenny and Drew, have I got that the right combination, are going to be saying that they believe and trust in God, saying it on their own behalf and on Henry's behalf. And we're all going to join them in that affirmation, because it made all the difference to those first disciples to know that Jesus had really risen. And if God kept his promise in bringing Jesus back to life, then we can trust him to keep his promises to us. We can trust him to forgive our sins. We can trust him that we really are his beloved children. We can trust that Jesus will return and that we will see him and be like him. Like those first disciples, we can learn from Jesus and learn from the Bible. Did you notice how Jesus explained things to his friends from the scriptures, from their Bible? And as we pray and read, the Holy Spirit will help us understand if we too read the Bible. Now, I'm hoping that Nicole and Dan will enjoy sharing the Bible and Bible stories with Henry as he grows up. There are some really excellent children's Bible storybooks around. They make great gifts for godparents to give for Christmas, Easter, birthdays, so you've got plenty of opportunity. And for adults, we need to get stuck into God's Word. And if you find the version of the Bible you've got hard, there are lots to choose from. And do feel free to have a chat to myself or Christine or Mark afterwards. And we'll see if we can help you find something that suits you. I've actually put out a few Bibles on the chest at the back of the church. Just a taster. We can learn as Jesus' disciples did from his Bible. We are challenged to turn from sin and turn to God. That was what Jesus told his friends to say to people, that they must turn from sin and turn to God. And that's what Nicole and Dan and the godparents are going to promise for themselves and for Henry. And as the reading that Marcia read to us from John's letter reminds us, once we're forgiven, that means we've turned to go God's way. We don't go back to the old ways. We keep doing right like Jesus did. As God's loved children, we should share the love. We have been given a fresh start through our trust in the risen Lord Jesus. We have a task to carry out. Those first disciples, you remember the end of that little drama, they were being told to go and tell everyone, everywhere, everything that Jesus had done. As we said, that's a lot of telling. And we are part of that telling, sharing God's love. So in being God's children, we can be amazed, we can trust, we can learn from Jesus and from the Bible. We turn from sin to God, we share the love. So Henry, we're about to welcome you into the family of God. May you grow to be glad and amazed at all that God's done for you. Learn to trust Jesus, who died and rose again for you, because he loves you. Learn from the Bible and from the Spirit of Jesus. Turn from sin and follow God. And as you grow in the love of your family at home and the family of the church here and across the world, be ready to share that love around the world. And may you always know yourself to be a child of God. Amen. That's a lovely smile.